Now, Team Felixstowe Radio, we're out and about again on Friday night. We are at a rather spectacular music quiz, not just any music quiz, but one organised by Jamie Verse. He's with me now. Jamie, have you come down from your high from Friday night? Because it was a
busy... I have indeed, Rob, yep.
It was a busy old night, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. There was well over 100 people in there.
Oh, it was at the Labour Club in Felixstowe. Tell me what it was all about first, because this is the fourth one in this series, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's been doing it since, well, I was... Wait. Yeah, 5 years, because we missed a year because of COVID. But it's a local family at the Ainsleys. So they've got three sons who have got hereditary multiple exostosis, I think that's the word, HME. And it's basically, it's a growth of benign tumours on the bones. And it's rare, I think one in 50,000 people, pain and difficulty, when even, you know, even walking or sitting down, you know, they get immense pain. So they have to have specialist treatment. And it's only available in Edinburgh. So at their own expense, with no financial assistance by the government or the NHS, they have to go 3, 4, 5 times a year. And over the last year or so, they've also been having to go to Adam Brooks in Cambridge as well. So the charity Brew for Blake was set up in conjunction with our very own Basic Life. And yeah, we raise money for them so they can help with their accommodation and travel.
Not only is it like they're friends of yours and you've got to know them, you're almost part of the family now, it is very local, because that's why the big crowd was there, because everybody knows the Ainsley family.
Yes, they do, and always very, very well supported, whether it's participating in the quiz or donating raffle prizes.
I have never seen, when you say raffle, you normally think of, oh, it's some bath salts and something you don't really want. You had some stonking prizes there. You, who has that job of getting prizes out of people, because they deserve an Oscar, because they've got you some really, really good prizes.
Yeah, well, it's a team effort. I basically sort the quiz out and do the presenting and the hosting of the quiz. And Lucy, who's the boy's mum, she gets bums on seats. That's what she does. She gets the tickets sold and she sorts out the raffle. She goes around local businesses and asks for support. And thankfully, they support her well.
Now, this quizzing business, is that a hobby of yours? Is it an addiction? Because you do it rather well, don't you? You do your research. I mean, I always take the mickey out of you, and you said a rude word. I always take the mickey out of you about Mr. Spreadsheet, but you have got everything down to the last second.
Yeah, I've been doing quizzes for many a year. Used to do them for pubs around town, and there is a funny story. The Mariners in Trimley, I used to do, and all I'd say, right, don't pay me, just keep me in beer. And after about 3 months, he said, Jamie, he said, we're going to have to stop the quizzes, he said, because it's costing more in beer than getting people in the door.
but it's a hard crowd to control, because they're very bubbly, very loudly. There was some of that falling down juice involved, but it was a really fun evening. And the questions range from 1939 right up to present day. So it was a music quiz for everybody.
Yeah, there's bits of everything: popular music, rock music, rap, even musicals and opera, all sorts. Bit for everyone.
Now, I was saying we didn't do too badly, but I say our team. We would have done badly if it wasn't for peace, it wasn't for passion, it wasn't for a Mike. The rest of us were really... Oh, no, and a Bob was there as well. There was Jules and me sitting there. We didn't add much. We didn't do too badly, though, did we?
No, you came a gallant 8th out of 17. There were 17 teams, you know, which is fantastic. And you come 8th, so more or less halfway, halfway.
That would do.
Half.
Now, the big thing we need to know is how much money, because that's what it was all for, isn't it? We're going to have a good time, but we want to raise money for the Ainsleys. How much did you raise?
Last Friday, the total was £859, which takes it for the four quizzes now combined, just over £4,000 raised.
Oh, that's amazing, isn't it? It really is. Hats off to everybody. I mean, everybody, even if they just put a couple of quid in, it makes a difference, doesn't it?
It does, yes. Every penny counts, especially in today's, the cost of living crisis today, to actually raise £859 when people are struggling, it's awesome.
All right, we need to get Team Felixstowe Radio back on the road again. And when's your next quiz? Have you got one planned yet?
I'm not music. Music will be next November. But what I am going to do, people have been asking if I can do a version just totally on sport. So the next one will be the first annual Felixstowe Sports Quiz.
Oh,
so people keep listening to the radio. We'll give more details out when I've done them.